Morning, I'm Helen Chickering. Thanks for tuning in. We've got an update on a story we've been following, and that is the fate of a former Ramada Inn in East Asheville that's been vacant for more than 3 years. A new proposal could breathe life into the space, transforming the rundown motel into housing for homeless people and veterans. But not everyone is sure the project will be successful. BPR's Laura Hackett has more.
So areas of concern. It raised a bunch of concerns.
I have grave concerns. I'm consistently hearing concerns. It's heightening my concerns, all the other concerns of the other groups.
That's the sound of local leaders voicing a number of concerns about the proposed permanent supportive housing project at the former Ramada Inn site in East Asheville. The proposal hit its first roadblock in a vetting process conducted by the Continuum of Care, a regional planning body for homelessness solutions.
Our funding committee, after 10 weeks of research on this, it breaks my heart to say it, but we made a recommendation to the COC board not to recommend that the city move forward with the contract. We thought the economics on the project were extremely doubtful, and there were uncertainties in other cost estimates like security, utilities, property taxes.
That's Brian Methvin, a Continuum of Care member who led the vetting process. The 7-member committee unanimously recommended that the city not commit money to the project. But the Continuum of Care board made the opposite recommendation, voting to support the project. City Council member Antoinette Mosley says these mixed results give her pause.
Please understand that when I hear or see a group that was specifically tasked to do the due diligence that we actually did do with Shangri-La, when that board unanimously says, whoa, this is way too risky, it gives me pause. I almost feel like I'm being gaslighted.
In 2021, Mosley was the only city council member to vote against a similar proposal for the Ramada Inn, brought forward by California developer Shangri-La. That plan failed after the property went into foreclosure. Mosley says she worries about a repeat.
And actually, I would love to see permanent supportive housing there. I just feel like I'm in a moment of deja vu all over again.
The new proposal, led by Friendship for Affordable Housing, has connections with the prior developer, Shangri-La. Some of Friendship's employees are former Shangri-La employees. The two firms used to work together on projects in California, and Friendship is asking for the same amount of money that the original project got from the city, $1.5 million for supportive services. At the meeting, Mosley encouraged caution.
From my perspective, I would think one would be especially cautious given, quite frankly, what I perceive to be the failure of Shangri-La.
Mosley also expressed concern about a lack of community input. She asked a representative of Friendship if the project would proceed, even if the community opposed it. Calum Davidson, a former Shangri-La employee who now works with Friendship, says the project will move forward.
We will move forward and we will continue to work with those groups, even if they say no, because the fact is, it's not the first time an affordable housing complex has faced backlash. It's pretty standard.
Davidson also addressed questions about the financing models for the project.
A financial model is a financial model, right? It's not set in stone. We are able to change it. We do have the power to change it.
Despite all the concerns, council member Sage Turner says she is hopeful for that solution.
We desperately need permanent supportive housing in the community. I want to find a way to get this project to move forward, but I'm not comfortable with it having so many issues around it.
The final decision on the funding lies with Asheville City Council. They're scheduled to vote at their September 10th meeting. I'm Laura Hackett for BPR News.
You can find that full story as well as the background on the Ramada project at our website, bpr.org.